Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I enjoy being with everyone this time every Saturday morning. Kind of kicks our weekend off. I'm always sitting out here on the porch of the cabin, sipping some coffee and listening to Western Swing and other things. Awesome music here in the background for me. And this kind of gives us a little break and gives us a chance to get a cup of coffee and talk about things we like to talk about, which is always hunting and fishing and the great outdoors. You know, I am recouping this week. Last week might go down as the busiest week of my year, one of the busiest weeks anyway. If you remember, I was on our show, I'd mentioned being up in Oklahoma, southeastern Oklahoma, turkey hunting for the eastern strain of turkey up with the Choctaw Hunting Lodge with my buddy Travis Benis up there. Had an awesome time, and it was my first time to get up there and hunt that rugged mountain country. It's very awesome up there. If you ever get a chance, you can go online actually to ChoctawHuntingLodge.com and check it out. Some good pictures on the website there. It's an awesome place to hunt turkeys, and a lot of deer hunting opportunities up there this fall for some big old mountain deer. They killed one over 180 last year, 180 inches of antler, which is a monster. And there's also some trophy hunts, too, available up there. But I was up there 3 days and, you know, pretty busy days, actually, hunting and walking those mountains and with Travis calling birds. And we were all over that 45,000 acres. And then I was back home for 1 day, and then off again to the Yannis Catfish Classic. That was on Lake Fork. Now, many of you probably have heard of Lake Fork in northeast Texas. It's for years it's been a renowned largemouth bass trophy lake, and it still is. There's a lot of really big bass in Lake Fork, but there's also a tremendous amount of channel catfish. I mean, the average channel catfish there is going to be, say, 2.5 to 4 pounds, where a lot of lakes, you know, especially in the summer when you're catfishing, catch a lot of pound and a half, you know, what we call keeper catfish. Nothing wrong with those, but up there at Lake Fork, you got a chance to catch, if I'm not mistaken, right over 13 pounds. I believe that's right, one it. That's a big old channel catfish, you know, wherever you're at. But I was actually invited to fish that tournament, and I fished it with a good longtime friend of mine, David Hansen, who's also a bona fide catfish pro. He fishes at Tewakene a lot. And we actually placed, they had hourly winnings, you know, and he placed the top fish in 1 hour of it, and I had the third largest catfish in 1 hour of it. But, you know, it was all about raising money for the Yannis Fire Department, which is a local fire department, local town and local fire department down there. Just a whole lot of fun. So this week, old Luke has been kind of recouping here around the old homestead. Give you a little information on big bore air rifles. The Texas Parks and Wildlife met a couple of months ago and tentatively approved the use of big bore air guns. I'm talking 30 caliber PCP that, oh, they'll develop up to 500 foot-pounds of energy. But one of the commissioners was a little hesitant. They're having another meeting later this month in Texas concerning the use of air rifles. Big, but we're not talking about the old pellet guns many of us think about, but big bore air guns. And that's, I do believe that it'll be become law. Many states allow the use of big bores for big game. Right now, Missouri is one of them. There's several states around that do allow it, but I fully expect big bore air guns to be allowed this fall for hunting deer, javelina, you know, big game in Texas, and I do expect other states to join forces, you know, in the upcoming years as more people learn how much power there is. 3,000 PSI big bore air rifle develops a bunch of power. Folks, we are already out of time. Let's get back to some good Western Swing and other things. What do you say? Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke & Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.